I think it was off of Peebles. No, last touch Wisconsin. So it'll stay with the Illini. Illinois inbounding. We're underway in the third quarter. Here's Cook lowering her head, attacking the rim. Left hand, no. Swiped down by Williams. Porter. Front court has an opening. Sprints to the bucket. Euro steps all the way to the basket. It's good. And no. And a travel call. And Coach Marissa Mosley can't believe it, and she's got a really good argument. Ronnie Porter with a smile on her face had it all the way to the rim. What a move. Wiped away by a travel. Bryant over to McKenzie out on top. Gives to Peebles. Zone looked defensively by the Badgers. Here's Cook on the left. Cook attacking, driving, kicking out. Seven on the shot clock. Peebles has it. Finds Bryant. Long range 25-footer on the left. Short off the left side of the rim. Grabbed by Bucky. Wisconsin front court. Porter skips near side to Douglas. Gives it to Leisinger. Leaves it off inside. Mid post left to Sarah. Back out to Douglas. Loops it back inside. Williams a dribble and an up Sarah and in Williams. With the left hand. 30-25, Wisconsin. 5-point Badgers lead with 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's Bryant. Screen by Bostic over to Bryant, over to Cook rather. Open on the left, no good. And grabbing another rebound is Sarah Williams of Wisconsin. Porter, left wing, screen by Douglas. Ronnie looking, feeds inside to Halley. Back out now. Copeland on the right side tries the three. It's no good. Bryant has it and has numbers as she dribbles into the front court. Now pass to Cook to the corner and Peebles. She'll try a three in the corner. That's no good. Baseline out of bounds. Last touch McKenzie.
Into the Badgers, number 12, Texas Green. In Illinois, number 41.
5-point Wisconsin lead. Sarah Williams, 14 points, 9 rebounds now for Bucky. Porter up to 9 rebounds for Wisconsin. 6:50 to go, third quarter. The Badgers have a 5-point lead and have possession. Front court, flip to Grady, gives to Copeland. Connects with the pass to Leisinger, leaves to Grady. 3 ball straight on, that one's short. Chased down by Porter and ran out of room as she lost it near the Badgers bench. Wisconsin 2 of 19 outside the 3-point line. Illinois 0 for 8. Wisconsin will defend with a 5-point lead. Bryant leaves it to Hobby. Turn around at the right elbow and it rolls in. 3-point Badgers lead with the basketball. Here's Porter. Up to center. Double screen out on top. She'll dribble to her right. She'll dribble back to her left. Flip the pass inside to Williams. It goes to the rim. Counted and a foul. What a shot Sarah from Sarah Williams. Williams. And an and-one opportunity foul coming up for the sophomore.
Her first, team second.
Williams, tough shot up and over the defense of the Illini. And that last foul against Sarah Illinois Williams is team foul number 2. Shoop Hill gets called for the foul. That's her first. Here is Williams. Free throw. Back iron. No. Rebound grab by Hobby. And Illinois moves it left to right. Down by 5. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cook zips it into Hobby in the lane. Up over Williams. Challenging the shot. It won't fall. But a foul called as Williams got a little too aggressive on that one. And will be called for her second foul. Team foul number 1 of the third quarter. And now Williams heads to the Badgers bench with 16 points and 9 rebounds in 22 minutes. That's basically her averages this season, 16 and 9. Here's Hobby to shoot a pair for the Illini, and the first one is drilled. This Illinois team returning 93% of its scoring from last season. They were picked 5th in the Big Ten preseason poll. This is a team that made the NCAA tournament last season. Second free throw is good. 22-win team last year, 22-10. They were 11-7 in the conference. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Here is Porter hesitating, driving, throws it over to Copeland. Corner 3, buckets. Copeland connects from long range. It's the third three-point make of the game for the Badgers. 5.5 to go. It's a six-point lead. That matches the largest lead of the game for Wisconsin. Big third quarter. Wisconsin outscoring Illinois by five. Here's McKenzie on a drive from the right. Brings it back out. Finds Bryant, right wing, three. She drilled it. First three of the game for Illinois. So Wisconsin drills one. The Illini come back and make their first of the contest. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. The Badgers' lead is at three. Here's Porter driving in from the left, accelerating to the rim. Missed a shot, and it gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Fighting Illini. Sarah Williams comes in game for Leitzinger now, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:58 to go in this third quarter. Badgers have led by as many as six. It's down to three right now. Wisconsin 35, Illinois 32, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGER.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. John Audius with you from State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. And Wisconsin leads the Illini by 3, 35-32. Both these teams seeking their first Big Ten win of the season. And the Badgers having a pretty good third quarter. Good start to the second half. 4 of 9 from the floor. They've knocked down one three-point shot. That's 1 of 3 in the game. The Badgers overall not so well from the outside, 3 of 20, but at least one of those have come here in the last 5 minutes of the third quarter. Illinois, they haven't hit much of anything in this quarter. 2 of 8 from the field and 1 of 4 from downtown. That one three-pointer is their first three-pointer of the game. 16 points and 9 rebounds from Sarah Williams. She's Wisconsin's leading scorer. After that, the scoring load drops to 6 for Grady and 6 for Porter. Remember, Wisconsin playing without two starters here today in Brooke Schrammick and Deionis Jimenez. And now Porter trying to inbound. Just got called for a 5-second violation. Could not get it in time. So here come the Illini. Cook in the front court pushes a pass to her left. It's McKenzie, defended by Grady. McKenzie in the corner, double team comes to her. Hobby catches a pass, left elbow jumper, went halfway down and popped out. Rebound to Sarah Williams. She's got a double-double. Here's Porter flying into the front court. Left wing for the Badgers. Williams steps out to set the screen. Now she'll slip down low. Nope. Pass over to Douglas out on top. Now they feed inside. Williams catches and a foul called. Williams had some space, was about to lay it up and in. And a foul called against the Illini. Third team foul now against Illinois with 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Two more and the Badgers will be in the bonus. Here's Ronnie Porter to inbound, left baseline to Williams. She's open for the three, decides to put it on the floor, kind of squared up like she wanted to take the three. Got called for the walk. Tough to shake that one off as the Badgers go play defense. don't know. It sounded like the start of Shake It Off by the Illini band. Did it? Maybe that's just me. Here's Bryant out on top, behind her back, defended by Copeland. Good defense. Out to the right. Three long. Shoot Hill. It's short. It's off the hands of an Illini player and picked up by Genesis Bryant. 20 seconds on the shot clock now for the Illini. Makaira Cook out on top. Wisconsin defending a zone look defensively. To the right, Bryant tries a three on the wing. It's short, and it bounces out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Badgers ball. Illinois now 1-for-11 shooting the three-point shot. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Wisconsin 35, Illinois 32. Pass into the front court, finds Grady on the right arc. Skips it near side. Douglas has it now. Gives it up to Porter. And a whistle down low as Williams was being defended by Camille Hobby. And the fifth-year transfer from NC State, Camille Hobby, gets called for a foul. Weitzinger comes into the game. Grady comes out for the Badgers. Wisconsin trying for their first Big Ten win of the season, shorthanded here today. Here's Copeland. Near side with the basketball, dribbles to the arc, finds Douglas over to the far side of the court. Now it's Leitzinger with the back basketball. Leitzinger to Williams, out on top, pushes over to Porter. 8 on the shot clock, Ronnie around a screen from Williams in the lane, kicking out. Leitzinger, 3 ball up, no good. Rebound, Williams down low, splits through the double team, tries it, just missed it, too strong. Picked up by the Illini. Shoup Hill has it. Now she picks up her dribble. She's in the backcourt. Tries to get it to Cook. Does. Cook behind her back. Crosses the timeline. And that's a 10-second call. 10-second call against the Illini. Shoup Hill picked up her dribble and wasted a lot of time there in the backcourt. And none of her teammates came to help her out. And now the officials are going to converge. Now, I did glance at the shot clock. It was at 20. No, it's good. 10-second call. Still a three-point lead for the Badgers, who haven't scored in 2.5 minutes. Illinois, though, hasn't scored in about 2 minutes. So here's Porter in Wisconsin looking for some offense in this third quarter. Copeland catches outside right. One dribble, gives it up to Douglas. Bounce inside, there's Porter. Extra bounce to Williams, who got tied up. Jump ball, possession arrow to the Illini. Just one player in double figures in the game, and it's Sarah Williams. 8 of 13 with 11 rebounds. Cook in Illinois with the basketball down by 3. They can tie it with the 3 ball. McKenzie spins a pass to the right. Here's Bryant faking with the jab step. Now driving to the free throw line. Bounces to Bostic. Double team. Her pass is tipped. Picked up by Peebles. Shot clock at 10. Skip near side. Bryant with Douglas. A hand in her face. And Bryant runs into Hallie in a blocking foul call against Douglas.
Foul Wisconsin number 10. Hallie Douglas. Her third. Team second.
Team foul number 2 for Wisconsin. Tessa Grady comes into the game for Saniya Copeland. 2:34 to go in this third quarter. Wisconsin 35. Illinois 32. Here is Cook. Right-hand dribble. Throws to the right. Bryant to McKenzie. Shot clock's at 10. Now Peebles has it. Tough pass over to her left. Cook. Feed inside. Bostic backing down Williams. Right-hand hook. Short. Graces the rim out of nowhere. McKenzie with the offensive board. Finds Cook. Cook. Long range. 2 out on top. No. Grady hauls it in for Wisconsin. To the right sideline. Porter cuts it to the middle of the court. Here's Ronnie out on top. Porter, the sophomore, gives it up to Leitzinger, skips it far side. Copeland's open. She'll set up a three. It went halfway down. No, popped out. Rebound Williams and a whistle on that rebound and a foul called against Bostic.
Foul the Illini number 44, Kayla Bostic, her third, team's fifth.
That is team foul number 5, so that means Wisconsin will head to the free throw line and be in the bonus for the next 1 minute and 58 seconds of this third quarter. So here is the Badgers standout sophomore, Sarah Williams. 75% free throw shooter at the line this year. That one's in. Williams with her 10th game in double figures this season. She's got now 17 points. Next one falls. Make it 18. That's about her average over the last 6 games coming into play today. She's now scored in double figures 7 straight games. She'd challenge the jumper at the right elbow by Cook. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Illinois. Yeah, Sarah Williams coming into play today had scored in double figures in six straight games, averaging 18 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per game, and 3.5 blocks per contest. That's a pretty impactful stat line. Bryant, short corner jumper on the left, late whistle and a foul as Copeland came over to defend. And that is the second foul against Copeland. And that's the third team foul now against the Badgers. It was a shooting foul, and now Illinois' leading scorer this season, Genesis Bryant, at the free throw line, where she's an 82% free throw shooter. And she misses the first one. 7 points for Bryant today on 3 of 5 shooting. Next one knocked down by Bryant. 37-33, Wisconsin by 4. 1:45 to play in this third quarter. The Badgers' largest lead in the game has been at 6. Here comes Porter near sideline. Backing down Cook outside the arc. Now throws to her left, Grady catch and shoot. The three ball came up just short. Porter out of nowhere grabs it and puts it up and in for Wisconsin. An offensive rebound and the bucket by Porter. 6-point Wisconsin lead with 1:22 to go in the third. Ronnie Porter out of nowhere. 10th rebound of the game. Inside, Bostic swatted out of bounds by Williams. 1:13 to go in the third. Sarah Williams comes away with a big block. She's the leader in Big Ten play in blocks per game. That's block number 2 today. Here's a drive in. Bostic underneath, good from the left side. 39-35, 4-point Badgers lead with the basketball. Here's Porter with 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists today. Douglas spins it over to the left side. Grady catches on the left arc. Dribbles away from a Williams screen. Lost the basketball. Picked up by Cook. Turnover, Wisconsin. Cook to McKenzie. Flying in. Middle of the court. Layup good. 40 seconds to play in the third. And now the Badgers lead, which was just a moment ago at 6, is down to 2. 39-37, Wisconsin. 30 seconds on the game clock, 19 on the shot clock. Skip pass way over the head of Porter and out of bounds. Williams from the far side of the court all the way right in front of me on the near side. And with 26 seconds in the third quarter, it'll be Illinois basketball. Turnover number 16 today for the Badgers. 39-37 Wisconsin, 26 seconds to go in the third. Cook walks across the timeline for the Illini. Porter will greet her defensively. Now a screen. Cook, lane line right, driving over Leitzinger. Layup in, we're tied. 13 seconds to play in the quarter. 39 each. Porter crossing the timeline. Attacking, going downhill, running to the rim, and the layup's good by Porter. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Picked up by Cook with 1 second. From inside half court, good if it goes. And it's in. Illinois takes the lead, 42-41 at the third quarter buzzer. After a great move by Porter with time winding down, Illinois got it to Cook, who drills it from 30 feet. And it's a 42-41 Illini lead after the first three quarters of this one. We'll take a break, come back with the final 10 minutes next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
To 41, Illinois has a one-point lead after three quarters here in Champaign. John Audi is with you, and it's time for our ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go back to that last quarter and this and one from Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. Here's Porter. Up to center, double screen out on top. She'll dribble to her right. She'll dribble back to her left. Puts a pass inside to Williams. It goes to the rim. Counted and a foul. What a shot from Sarah Williams. That is our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. 8 points and five rebounds from Williams in the third quarter. It was a big third quarter for the Badgers. Most points they've scored in a quarter here today so far, but Illinois hits a three at the buzzer to take the one-point lead. The Illini outscored Wisconsin in that quarter, 17-15. Here's Porter for the Badgers to start the fourth. 9:45 to go. Screen set by Williams. Here is Porter attacking from the left. Now kicking out. Douglas open. Straight on. Three is through. Douglas drills it. Big, big three for the Badgers. And Wisconsin takes a two-point lead with 9:30 to go in the game. Fourth three-point make of the day for the UW. As Wisconsin will spread it out defensively in a 2-3 look. Here's Cook to the free throw line. Bobble the basketball. It's loose on the floor. She's on her knees. Scoops it to Bostic. Bostic blocked by Williams. Picks it up on the right baseline. Eight on the shot clock. Here's Bryant angling in from the right. Layup comes up short. Ball loose. Bostic picks it up easy. Lay-in. Flat-footed. There she just throws it off the window for two. We're tied. 44-44. A minute gone past here in the fourth. Saniya Copeland has it to Porter in the corner. Porter, lane line left, now in the lane. Bouncing out, Copeland. 10 on the shot clock. Copeland, mid post left to Williams. Running to the rim, comes up short. Copeland, offensive rebound, puts up no, and a foul. Foul called against Bryant of Illinois.
This is Bryant, her third, team's first.
First team foul. And with 8:35 to go, we're tied at 44. It should be shooting foul. Yeah, shooting foul, yes, and it is. And Copeland steps to the free throw line.
Saniya Copeland at the line, shooting two.
Copeland under 10 points per game this season for the Badgers. Good defensive player, though. Two steals per game for Wisconsin. And so far this season, just 57% at the foul line. And she missed the first. Apparently they're going to get free nuggets with the miss, so we'll see what happens here. Copeland makes it. No nuggets for you. 45-44, Wisconsin. 8:30 to go. Illinois basketball. It's Cook. Soft toss to the left elbow. That's Bostic. DeHabi out on top and out of the right wing. It's Cook, defended by Douglas. Shot clock's getting close to 10 now. Cook's open. Three on the right. No. Dies off the back bracket. Grab by Leitzinger. Gets it to Porter. Front court for Ronnie. Porter pushes to the corner. Douglas feeds inside. Low block left. Here's Williams pivoting on that right foot. Goes up. Foul against Bostic. Shot's no good. And Williams to the free throw line now. Badgers looking for their first Big Ten win of the season. We've got a close one with 8 minutes to go. Here's Sarah Williams to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Williams' season high this year is 24 points. Right now, she's at 18, and she'll make the first. Wisconsin by two. She'll make the second. Wisconsin by three. That's 20 points, 11 rebounds, three blocks for Williams, and we've got 8 minutes to go. Pass to McKenzie in the front court. She'll quickly attack on a drive. Give it down low to Hobby. Hobby double team. Passes out to Cook. Left wing Cook. Screen set by Hobby. Feed inside. Shoop Hill one. Dribble over. Douglas too strong. And a foul called as Hobby hits the floor. And that'll be called against Sarah Williams.
Sarah Williams, her third. Team's first.
Third foul. Third foul against Sarah Williams. First team foul against Wisconsin. Here's McKenzie. Turns the corner on a handoff from Hobby. To the right and Cook. To Bryant at top. Pull up 15-footer at the free throw line. No. And it's grabbed by Williams. Outlet to the right sideline. Picked up Porter. Ronnie walks into the front court, takes a look at head coach Marissa Moses. 7.5 minutes to go. The Badgers are nursing a three-point lead. Here's Porter. Screen set by Williams. Porter accelerating, kicking out. Douglas, extra pass to the corner. How about Leitzinger? Yes! Leitzinger makes the three-pointer from the corner. And Wisconsin has a six-point lead. 7:05 and counting to go. Pull up block by Williams. Cook got blocked on the baseline, and then Cook grabs Williams' right hand and pulls her toward the sideline. In frustration.
Three, McIver Cook. First, second, team's third.
50-44. And Natalie Leitzinger on that last possession for Wisconsin hits her first three-pointer. She's got five today, 5 points. Leitzinger coming into today over her last three games was 5 of 9 from the outside shooting. She's 1 of 5 today. Leitzinger to Williams. Down low on the left, over to Porter on the right wing. Shot clock's at 10 for the Badgers. To the corner. Far's corner, that's Douglas. Back over to Porter, 7 on the clock. Porter attacks down low, looks for Williams off her hands and stolen by the Illini. Bryant runs into Porter, lost the ball. Williams with the steal. She's all alone. Layup up and in. Largest lead of the game for the Badgers. 6:25 to go in this one. It's 52-44 Wisconsin. 8-0 Wisconsin run. The Badgers are on a roll. Coming in from the left, McKenzie driving layup. No, snatched out of the air by Williams. Rebound number 14 for Sarah today. That ties Williams' career high. Here's Douglas on a driving, scooping layup. No, Williams falls hard to the floor. She's slow to get up. Illinois has a 5-on-4. Cook down the lane, pushes off, puts up the jumper, and it's in. Stops an 8-0 Badgers run. Williams is okay. She's back waiting for this one. Now some backcourt pressure by the Illini. Quickly broken with a pass to Copeland. Copeland down low, gives it up to Williams. There's a whistle and a travel against Sanaya. Travel called on Sanaya Copeland. 52-46 is the score. Wisconsin's led by as many as 8 now. Hobby down low on the left. Williams defends. Hobby missed the shot on a reverse. Out of bounds. Last touch, the Illini. 6-point Wisconsin lead. They've had as much as an 8-point lead here today. 22 points and a career high tying 14 rebounds for Sarah Williams. Leitzinger passes to Porter to the corner. Copeland's open. Oh, and Copeland drills the three. Sanaya with a big time Badgers bomb. 4:50 to go in the game. Wisconsin has a 9-point lead, largest lead of this game. Cook outside left, throws inside. Hobby defended by Williams. Hobby blocked by Sarah. Picked up Wisconsin. 4.5 to go. And Porter comes into the front court, high left side for the Badgers. Defensive pressure by Bryant. 4:24 to go. 55-46 Wisconsin. Douglas to Sarah Williams. Right elbow jumper, no good. Grabbed by the Illini. McKenzie, not stopped, all the way to the rim. Driving left, missed it. Hobby down low. Shot over Williams, missed it. Picked up by Porter. She cradles rebound number 12. 10 points, 12 boards, 8 assists for Porter. 2 assists away from a triple-double. 3:55 to go in this game. 55-46 Wisconsin. They can take a double-digit lead with a basket here. Williams has it left at the lane. Puts it on the floor. Spins around Hobby. She's open. Ooh, just missed the shot. Came up short but was fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Foul the Illini number 1, Genesis Bryant. Her 4.
And we've got a timeout on the floor as Wisconsin is 3 minutes and 44 seconds away from their first Big Ten win of the year. So far, so good. It's the Badgers 55, the Illini 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. It doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Porter, she has 10 points, 12 rebounds, which is one rebound away from her career high, and also 8 assists, which ties her career high. So Porter is 2 assists away from a triple-double. Remember, the Badgers are short-handed here today. Giannis Jimenez, a standout freshman who averages double figures on the bench. Brooke Schrammick, who is close to double figures this season at just under 10 per game. Not playing in this game either because of injury. And so Wisconsin doing this shorthanded. And here's Sarah Williams to shoot a pair at the line. Williams is 4 or 5 from the free throw line today, and that one's in. So now the Badgers have their first double-digit lead of the game with 3:44 to go. Next one goes in. It's an 11-point Badgers lead. 3:38 to go. Cook and company have it. To Bryant, right corner three. It's in.
Genesis Bryant, for three.
And the double-digit lead is now down to single digits. 57-49. Wisconsin with the lead and the basketball. 8-point lead with 3:18 to go. Leitzinger steers it over to Porter. Porter looking for somewhere to go. Gives it over to Leitzinger on the near half the court. Inside, Williams has some room. Got by Bostic. Layup up and in. 26 points from Sarah Williams here today. That is a season high. 3 minutes to go in the game. 10-point Wisconsin lead. Illinois basketball. Shoup Hill with a pass to Cook. The Illini point guard brings it out near midcourt. Now has it at the top of the key. Step back three over Copeland. That one goes in. Back-to-back threes for the Illini, and it's down to a 59-52 score. 7-point Badgers lead. 2.5 to go. Badgers looking for their first conference win of the year. Here is Douglas. Over to Copeland on the right wing. Free throw line extended on the right. Hands off to Halley. Douglas gives it up to Porter. Here's Porter coming in strong from the right. Hit hard down to the floor on a drive, and a shot goes up. No good. It'll be Porter at the free throw line. The Badgers as a team today, 11 for 13 from the free throw line.
Ronnie Porter in the line shooting two.
And here comes Porter to shoot a pair. And the first one went halfway down and came out. 72% free throw shooter this season is Porter. There's the next one. That one popped out. No good. Out of bounds. Last touched by Douglas. It'll be Illinois ball. 59-52. Two big misses at the line for the Badgers. Here's Cook. Around a screen by Bostic. Hands off McKenzie. Far half the court to Bryant. Straight on three. Drilled it.
Stevenson's
down by four. Timeout by the Badgers. 2:04 to go in this game. It's Wisconsin 59, Illinois 55. Back after this Badgers timeout. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 59-55, Wisconsin, up by four. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play in this game here today in Champaign, Illinois. And the Illini are on a 6-0 run. Illinois has made its last three field goals in a row. And the last three have been three-point makes. Two from Genesis Bryant, one from Makaira Cook. And that is what has kept Illinois in this game after the Badgers took a 57-46 lead. It's been a 9-2 run by the Illini, 6-0 over the last 38 seconds. So all of a sudden a team that was struggling from the outside in this game and is 14th in the Big Ten in three-point percentage has made its last three in a row. If you're just joining us, big games for Sarah Williams and Ronnie Porter. 26 points, 15 rebounds, a career high from Williams with 5 blocks. That's a career high tying 5 blocks. And Ronnie Porter's 2 assists away from a triple-double. 10, 12, and 8 for Porter. Points, rebounds, and assists. 2 minutes to go, and the fans here at State Farm Center on their feet. 4-point Wisconsin lead. Leitzinger drives to the top of the key, hands off to Porter, goes downhill, drops it off for Williams, got fouled, reach in against Cook. As Williams misses the shot, didn't really get it away cleanly, and will now step to the free throw line. Season high, 26 points from Sarah Williams. Badgers needing all of her offense here today. Missing two starters from the lineup out of this one. Williams makes the free throw. Schrammick didn't make the trip. That's Brooke Schrammick, the senior, and Deanna Jimenez, who made the trip. Got injured in that game versus Nebraska last time out for the Badgers in the second quarter, and she's not ready to play. Free throw missed by Williams on the second try. So it's a five-point game. It stops the 6-0 Illinois run, and a minute 44 separates the Badgers from their first Big Ten win of the year. McKenzie, hard drive in from the right, scores over Williams. Three-point lead for Wisconsin. 93 seconds to go in this one. Here comes Porter, out on top of the Badgers. Pick and roll with Williams. Throws to the corner. Wide open. Copeland, get in there. No, missed it. Rebound. Douglas down low. Strong to the rim. And a foul as she came up short with that shot. Oh, Sanaya Copeland right in front of the Badger bench. Wanted to drop that one through.
Into the line at number 41, Camille Hobby.
So here is Douglas at the line for Wisconsin with two crucial free throws.
Douglas at the line, shooting two.
It's a one-possession game currently at 60-57 Wisconsin. Douglas makes it. Now 6 of 9 from the charity stripe this season is the 6-1 senior. Douglas misses the second, chased down by Bostic on the baseline. 61-57, four-point Badgers lead. Here's Cook, long-range two. It's in. From the right side, Cook with the quick shot, and the Badgers lead is down to two. 61-59 with 1:03 to go. A timeout taken by head coach Marissa Mosley. Badgers take the timeout with a two-point lead. 1:03 left on the clock. And today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Triple-double watch for Ronnie Porter continues. Still two assists away. Trying to become the Badgers' first player in program history to have a triple-double in a game, but what's more important is the score. Right now, it's 61-59 as Wisconsin at 7-6 overall this season and 0-3 in the Big Ten, looking to stop a two-game slide and pick up their first conference win of the year. They've had as much as an 11-point lead here in this quarter. Badgers led it by a score of 57-46. That was the 11-point lead for Wisconsin. And Illinois has been on a massive run since then. I guess I could do the math. 13-4 run by the home team Illini. But now just a minute and 3 seconds left. Wisconsin going to try to pick up this first conference win of the year on the road. They're up by two. Porter catches the inbounds from Leitzinger. Screened by Williams out on top. Here's Porter throwing it out to Douglas to the corner and Copeland closing out Bostic defensively. Under a minute to go, 14 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Here's Copeland looking for somewhere to go. She'll pass to Leitzinger near side corner. Driving left baseline, Natalie kicking out to Copeland. One dribble, stops, pops a three. That one's no good. Rebound being fought for. It's loose on the floor. There are bodies on the floor. And there's a tie-up between Copeland and Cook. And possession arrow goes to the Illini. 37.8 seconds to play. It'll be Illinois basketball.
Jump ball possession, Illinois.
And with 37.8, we've got a timeout by the Illini. All right, so Illinois takes a timeout. 37.8 seconds, Wisconsin 61, Illinois 59. What a game we've got here today in Champaign. Well, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 2-point lead. The Badgers haven't hit a field goal in the last 2.5 minutes. Illinois has made its last 5 field goals. And they trail by 2. Wisconsin has led for 34 minutes in this game. But the Illini now with this possession can tie it with a 2 or take the lead with a 3-point shot. And in this quarter, the Illini are 3 of 4 from downtown. Five on the floor for the Badgers. Porter, Copeland, Douglas, Williams, and Leitzinger. Here's Cook catching the inbounds pass. 35 seconds to go in the game. Illinois trails by 2. Here's Cook. Swiped away by Porter. A steal for the Big Ten's leader in steals per game and a foul against McKenzie. Ronnie Porter with a huge defensive play.
Now the Illini number 24, Isaiah McKenzie, her third.
And that is steal number 5 for Porter, which ties her career high. Big free throws can make it a 2-possession game here by Porter. First one's up and through. 3-point Badgers lead. Here's Porter to make it a 4-point game, and it's in. Time out, Illinois. 26.6 seconds to go. And how about that defense from Porter? Being congratulated by her team as the Badgers head to the bench during this timeout. Porter with 12 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, and a career-high tying 5 steals. And her defense comes up clutch in the most important time for the Badgers here in the fourth. 26.6 to go. And now the Badgers have a 4-point lead. Wisconsin with 22 fourth quarter points, trying to put away this Illini team. So Illinois comes out of its timeout. Here come the Wisconsin Badgers. Copeland, Douglas, Porter, Williams, and Leitzinger. Bryant throws over the top of the defense to Bostic and a quick lay-in. Timeout Wisconsin. Oh my goodness, Porter was matched up against Bostic, and that's a huge advantage at 6'2" to 5'4" for Illinois. And Bostic just caught it right over Porter and laid it up and in. Barely any time goes off the clock. 2-point game, 63-61. Kendall Bostic with the layup now has 10 points for Illinois, one of four players rather in double figures. 25.1 seconds remain in this game. And now Wisconsin takes a timeout. The Badgers have one timeout remaining. Illinois has one timeout remaining. And there are 25.1 seconds remaining in this game. So Wisconsin can advance the ball to the front court. And they will. And now it'll be up to Wisconsin to get a clean inbound. And then not turn the ball over and get to the free throw line. Douglas, left sideline, finds Porter. Porter fouled, bumped hard to the floor. Now she's at the half court stripe, slow to get up.
Foul on the Illini number 11, Jada Peebles, her first.
Holding her face or head, it looks like Porter is, and on her knees now, and she's going to get up, and I think they're going to take a quick look at the monitor to see whether or not we might have a flagrant here. A shot to the face of Porter. 23.7 seconds remain, and so Ronnie will go right back to the free throw line with the Badgers holding a 63-61 lead. You know, in real time, it didn't really look like much. I think Porter just kind of ran into one of the Illini players as first was the reach in, which was the foul, which then knocked the ball away. And then Porter grabbed it and turned and then banged right into an Illini player, which was right there in front of her. And so that was where the main contact was that sent her to the floor. All right, back to the line. Porter, 4 of 6 from the free throw line is Ronnie today. Free throws in. 64-61, still a one-possession lead for the Badgers at 3. Porter trying to push it to a 4-point lead. Big, big-time free throw coming up here. Porter up and in. Timeout, Illinois, their final timeout of the game. 23.7 seconds to go. 4-point Wisconsin lead, 65-61. And Porter now is 6 of 8 from the free throw line. The Badgers as a team have gotten to the line 23 times and have made 17. That's 74% shooting. Timeout will be a full timeout now from the Illini. UW Health Sports and Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. All right, 65-61. Wisconsin in this quarter with 24 points. Illinois has scored 19 in the final frame. The Illini have hit 6 of their last 6. The Badgers have been getting their points now late at the free throw line. Overall in this quarter, UW is 5 of 10 from the floor. That's 50%. Illinois is 8 for 19. That is 42%. Two big games from two impactful sophomores for Wisconsin. Sarah Williams, season-high 27 points, career-high 15 rebounds for Williams, and a career-high tying 5 blocks. Meanwhile, Ronnie Porter has put in 14 points, has 12 rebounds, 8 assists, and a career-high tying 5 steals. So where would Wisconsin be without Williams and Porter stepping up here today with two Badger starters not able to play in this one in Brooke Schrammick and Deanna Jimenez? Great production. Inbounds, caught by the Illini. DeBryant, topside 3, misses off the left side of the rim. Douglas to the ground, has it, cradles it, and a jump ball will go to Wisconsin. They call the jump ball. And the Badgers keep possession, 65-61. 4-point Wisconsin lead, 18.7 seconds to play. Leitzinger in the backcourt, need to get this one in. Douglas bobbled it, then gets tackled as she grabbed it. And that'll be a foul against the Illini. Stops the clock, 17.6. That was Cook coming in there. Nice form tackle there by Cook. And Hallie Douglas goes to the line for the Badgers. 6 points, 5 rebounds for Douglas today in 30 minutes. It needed more contributions. That's a season high tying 6 points from Douglas. New season high is 7. Next one, make it 8 for Douglas, 2 free throws, and that gives Wisconsin a 6-point lead. Grady comes into the game for the Badgers, 17.6 seconds to go. Cook backcourt, dribbling, front court, right side, quick 3, nobody in her face, missed it left side. Chased down by Ronnie, couldn't get there, goes out of bounds. It'll be Badgers ball with 10 seconds to play. Here's Leitzinger looking for someone to get it to. Gets it to Porter across the timeline. Porter has it. He's going to be able to dribble this out with 5 seconds to go. And Wisconsin is going to come into Champaign and beat the Illini 67-61. And it's the Badgers' first Big Ten conference win of the season. Without two starters, the Badgers come in and fight through that adversity to gain their first conference win of the season. Once again, your final score from State Farm Center, Wisconsin 67, Illinois, 61. And we're going to hear from head coach Marissa Mosley here momentarily, and we'll talk about this one as the Badgers win it to move to 8-6 this season, and now 1-3 in the Big Ten. Illinois is now 6-7 this season, and 0-3 in Big Ten play. And what a fourth quarter by Wisconsin. The Badgers score 26 points in the fourth quarter. And it's the first conference win of the season, joined by head coach Marissa Mosley. Congratulations.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Finally, here we go.
What a win. What was the key, in your opinion, the biggest key there in the fourth quarter to hold off that Illini run?
I think our kids' belief that we, like I told them in the locker room, it doesn't matter who we have to believe those five guys that are on the court are going to be able to get stops and scores. I felt like we had a will to win, and we kept making plays, and, you know, credit to Illinois. I mean, they came storming back, but I love that in a game like this, we're able to finish. That's huge.
And what about just fighting through adversity? There were some travel plans last night, kind of shook things up as far as shoot around getting in this gym. You don't have Brooke Schrammick travel. Giannis Jimenez, two starters out, and you still pick up the win.
Yeah, you know, I think this is just a huge statement for our team, right? It doesn't matter. You know, you came here to compete, to be Badgers, and when you get the opportunity, you know, I told them before the game, the Marines have a saying that say that you don't rise to the occasion, but you sink to the level of your training. And I've got a great staff working with me who's continued to stay with it. And today, even when times where we felt like maybe we took one or two punches, we came back and just couldn't be more proud of this group.
And a couple of players throwing those punches for you today. Two monster games. I'll start with Sarah Williams. Season high 27, career high 15 rebounds, career high tying 5 blocks. I mean, that's just Sarah coming up with a big-time output.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who sees our team and knows us, if we don't have Sarah Williams on the floor or Ronnie Porter on the floor, you know, we're a much different team. And I also have to give a shout-out to Hallie Douglas. She had some huge, even though her numbers maybe weren't as impressive as those two, and those two, it was incredibly impressive. You know, that's a kid who has fought through adversity, come back from an ACL, and for her to come out here and do what she did, both offensive and defensively, big rebound. Offensive rebounds, free throws. I'm just really proud of her.
Yeah, 8 points, 5 rebounds for Douglas. And then finally, yeah, can you just comment a little bit about Porter? I mean, she almost had the first triple-double in program history. 14 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals.
Yeah, I think she's going to have to talk to her teammates about catching a couple more of those passes. But Ronnie's a warrior. I've said that. I couldn't imagine not having her on this team. You know, she has an incredible will to win no matter, you know, she's getting punched and thrown around and all this different stuff. But just, you know, for her to come out of a performance like that on the road, you know, and she's just a sophomore. So, as I've said to the, you know, Kohl Center fans, couldn't be more proud and excited about this young core group, and we just got to keep pushing.
I'll let you go celebrate with the team. Congrats.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
All right, there you go. Head coach Marissa Mosley. The Badgers win it 67-61. Coming up on the postgame show, we'll run through these final numbers for you. Take a listen to some of the highlights from this victory, as well as the Badgers win their first Big Ten game of the season. A 6-point win at Illinois. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Be
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams